Rock on, Will.
Rock on, Alex.
What song was that, Will?
That was Disturbed 10,000 Fists.
Oh yeah, it was. That was
music request from Bex.
Yeah,
Fried Fry.
Oh yeah, yeah, got your introduction. Fried Fry. I'm Snooty Warrior, Alex, and Will.
Yeah.
We got some feedback on our last show. We requested that you guys, you know, send us emails or whatever to alex.randomradio@gmail.com or will.randomradio@gmail.com. And just thought I'd sneak that in there. And we got, in advance, I'm going to tell you this now. I have the hiccups, and I'm coughing a lot.
It's kind of funny when the hiccups, he like, goes backwards.
Yeah, I kind of, like, am thrusted backwards for some reason. But, so that was a music request we had.
From Vex.
From Vex. Awesome.
I would love
to have requests.
Yeah.
And emails and feedback. So, this is proof right here that if you want something played on the show...
You got it.
Yeah, you got whatever you want. He, in his email, he's a fellow Canadian, too.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Says he's from New Brunswick.
Yeah, I've been out there, like 5 times. I just love it. It's an awesome, awesome place.
I think I've been there once.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was little, so I don't really remember.
Yeah. Anyways, he brought up this thing. He says, why do people buy full-screen movies when they can get the widescreen version? So, like, His view on that is, like, why would you want to, you know, chop the sides off and everything?
Yeah.
What do you buy? Full screen or widescreen?
Normally widescreen, but if there's no widescreen left, I go buy the full screen.
Yeah. I'm completely opposite. I try and avoid widescreen only because...
Well, I basically buy whatever I see first.
Yeah.
I like it.
I tend to buy full screen more.
I don't tend to buy my music in movies.
Oh yeah. So. Well, when I do.
Yeah, when I do. Yeah.
By the way, I was at Rogers the other day, and they have the poster up for the Family Guy movie coming out. I'm like, wow, who would have thought a Family Guy movie? And then I'm like, yeah, I'm just fucking around. I saw that like 2 months ago. So if you guys haven't seen the Family Guy movie, it's a hilarious movie.
It's everybody. Well, I heard it on the radio like a while ago. Mm-hmm. Everybody was gonna think it was gonna be like the Family Guy movie. It's trying to get Family Guy back up to where it was before.
Yeah.
It's supposed to kind of like suck, but it totally kicks ass.
Yeah, like it's one of the cool things about it. Is since it's not on TV, they don't have to be censored. They swear in this movie.
Yeah, they swear.
Like, okay, I don't want to give any away, spoilers away, so for the next, like...
Well, we've already told you on another episode. But it's like when Peter's doing...
Oh, yeah, I did mention this. Yeah. What really grinds my gears, and then he gets fired.
He's like, you, America, fuck you.
Yeah. You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. Fuck you. I'm going to try and get a sound clip of that and put it in the show, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's not an American bash.
We're not trying to bash America.
Because we know a lot of our,
I think at least half of our...
I can pull up the stats right here. One sec. We have, I have a way to, like, check where... It's really interesting where all of our hits are even coming from.
Interesting.
Yeah, we have, like, 3 hits a month from Bosnia, man. I don't even know where Bosnia is. No offense to our Bosnian listeners. We just don't know where your country is. But that's cool. Thanks for listening. That's awesome. We have, like, 19 downloads or something from Australia and everything. We've got a few from the UK.
Crazy.
Most of them are from Canada.
Well, pretending that we are Canadian.
Yeah. And it's randomradio.ca.
Yeah. Which kind of gives away that we are Canadian.
A website that is not loading for us when I'm trying to get it to load.
And it was a lot cheaper to get than .com.
Yeah. Match.com was for sale for like $400 or something.
I thought it was like 200.
Yeah, something like that. And we got .ca for $10 a year.
Yeah, okay. For some reason we can't get onto our things.
Oh man, why does this have to be a bitch in the middle of the show? anyway, well, whatever.
We have all. We have some of these. Maybe you're not connected online.
I think I need to restart my computer. No, I can go to every other.
No, site. But like depending on what comes up, because
some stuff comes up.
Yeah, pop-ups come up, so.
It's not like they're stored in my cache. I don't look at them a lot. Oh, have you seen this video?
No.
There's a video on intensity.net right now. ENTENSITY.net.
Maybe not for little children, but.
Yeah, it's got some porn ads and stuff on the side. But if you haven't seen this, there's a video of Kanye West on like 4 different TV networks saying George Bush does not care about black people.
That's bad.
You haven't heard this?
I can't hear it at all, so.
Yeah, neither can I. I doubt this will be included in the thing. Well, look, he's just talking, blah, blah, blah. And then
Mike Myers
is standing beside him there.
Shaking his head.
But just, hold on. And then Mike Myers says something, blah, 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 blah.
And almost, it looks, he scratched his eye.
And then watch Kanye West. Read his lips, too. George Bush does not care about black people. And then he just turns and he's like, oh, shit. And then they cut to this guy. He's like, yeah, okay. What is that, Chris Tucker?
Maybe.
They cut to Chris
That's
Tucker.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, you know
what
happens...
I don't think George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Yeah, he just doesn't care very much. I'm sure he cares a little.
I don't think he cares at all.
Okay, basically, it's not like we're, like we don't care, but Louisiana is getting owned.
Totally.
Like.
Horrifically owned.
I'm disappointed in George Bush.
By some chick named Katrina. Oh, I meant Hurricane.
Hurricane, yeah. I'm disappointed that George Bush is kind of just. Like, they saw this coming, you know? He was told, like, months ago that this was coming. It wasn't just some sudden thing.
Yeah.
And did you know that the hurricane came on Wednesday or something, and then he was golfing on Friday?
Probably.
You're a president. Go president.
Dies.
Yeah, anywho,
We have sympathy for all our New Orleans WoW players.
We do have sympathy for them. Hey, the site's working now, awesome. By the way, we got like 5 or 6 people that actually registered on our site. Nobody registered on the forums. Wait, no, one guy did, I think, probably, maybe, I don't know. Anyways, let's just get the statistics up here. Anyways, if you are a Republican and you do like George Bush and stuff, we don't have a problem with him at all. We just think that sometimes maybe he has his priorities mixed up.
Like something you may say about Paul Martin.
Exactly. Nobody's going to know who Paul Martin is. even I don't fully understand who Paul Martin is.
Isn't he the Prime Minister?
Possibly.
I think it was Paul Martin.
Possibly. That's not it.
I think. By some chance he may be Paul Martin.
Sorry, I'm just like... Oh,
for some reason,
sakes.
He cannot get onto.
I gotta talk to you, G Crazy, again to reset the password. He listens to a show, huh?
Yes.
Hi, G Crazy.
Hello.
Or. Marmaduke, as your close friends like to call you.
Why do they call him Marmaduke?
I'm joking. Okay. As we speak, I am typing to UT Crazy on AIM. Okay. I can't seem to log into the site. Can you reset the password again?
Note how he said again.
Again. This happened before. I don't...
Do it.
Like... Oh, okay. He just told me what the password was. He changed it.
What?
For some reason. You know what the question... You know what the password is? Marmaduke.
How do you spell Marmaduke?
M-A...
Armaduke.
Yeah. M-A Armaduke. Anyways, we're just going to pull up the countries list here.
Okay.
203 megabytes of bandwidth. Megabits.
Megabytes.
Megabytes. Sorry.
Came from the United States.
Came from the United States. 142 hits. Okay. I don't know why this is being homosexual, but we had some from Guam and Austria. Austria, man. We had 6 hits from Austria.
Sweet.
How fucking cool is that, man? Look, we can even see what web browser they're using.
Get right. What?
Oh, you 26.7% of you that are using IE, you suck. 59.2% using Firefox. Go Firefox.
Firebird.
Firebird. Old Firefox.
Was it a lot?
85% are on Windows. 5.2% are on Linux. 0.4% of you are on Macintosh.
That's one hit.
Huh?
One hit.
One hit from
Mac.
20
of you are from on unknown.
Unknown.
Now
you know what's weird? Yeah, I haven't hiccuped. Anywho, that's for September. Let's check out the August statistics.
Yeah, that was only from this month.
Yeah, so that was from one episode. But we had our most hits in August. We used up 561 megs of bandwidth, which is
a lot better than what we were.
A lot better than we did before. What, 39 gigs of bandwidth or something like that?
In 2 days.
Yeah. How many fucking hits did we get, man? That was when our show was just taking off.
Yeah, I know.
I guess we had one rad episode. Okay, in this one, Canada had more hits than the United States.
But they used up less bandwidth.
For some reason. That's probably just me, like, visiting the site 775 times.
Yeah.
Tweaking it. Is the site still up? Did UT Crazy close it? Oh, God. Look, this is cool, though. 10 hits from Mexico.
2 from Taiwan.
6 from Finland, man. 1 from Yugoslavia. Like, we love how our listeners or our accidental downloaders are, that's what I call, like, 70% of our listeners.
Accidental
downloaders. Yeah. Oh, shit, I thought this was Infonomicon, man. Anywho, Squeezy Media is being homosexual to me, the website, I don't know why. There we go, episode 25. That's old.
I haven't listened to it yet.
I wonder if they posted in the forums. Oh, new posts in the forums. Okay, I posted here, seeing if we could get on the affiliates thing. Cool. I just wanted to see if we could be put on the affiliates.
Maybe we are.
Maybe we are. Let's check. No, we're not.
I think just because we're hosted by Netflix.
Yeah, well, Squizzy people aren't a fan of UT Crazy, and he is giving us hosting for free.
Yeah.
So we can't bash him. I've never listened to his show.
No, I never really. I knew of him because of Squizzy.
I knew of him because they always talk about him on Squizzy Radio. I think he's a nice guy. UT Crazy.
I don't really know him all that much.
He's nice. You know? Like, he gives me free hosting. My mom's just walking in the door.
So it might be the fourth episode that you hear.
we didn't even mention what episode this is. This is like...
Episode 6. No, 7.
7. Lucky 7, man.
7.
That's cool. I can't believe we've made it 7 episodes.
And actually... yeah, and actually...
8, actually, because we have 4.5.
Yep.
I just have 4.5.
To all those, I'm getting DSL or cable, whatever, next month.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Bible Extreme Edition. God said there'd be rock and roll Extreme Teen Bible. My sister has one of those.
And I will be playing WoW in a matter of, by the end of October. For some reason, on the LAMFest, people have been making fun of Snooty for some reason.
Yeah, on the...
and we still haven't figured out who it is.
I know, it's probably Ryan. Ryan's a dick about that.
I tried to figure out who it was.
Look, like, there's like 4 people. There's like 4 or 5 posts pretending to be me. It's probably just Snooty making a scene.
No, but the one thing
like,
here...
like, triple post. Yeah, like...
No, right here. The one thing...
When oh, that was messed up. He's like...
What? That was here.
Last night? That. No, it was...
Ryan wouldn't call it that, though.
I love... I wouldn't have called it that. I would have called it Hentai.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. So that's the odd thing.
I'll look to see if my mom is here. Look. Then he's like, last night I was watching Dragon Ball Z porn. Anyway.
I ratched.
Dude. Shut up. My mom's in the other room for God's sake.
I did a read people spelling mistakes.
Ratched. You said that really loud, man. It's funny. we really don't have too many topics here. Our last episode, we thought, was our best episode yet.
Yeah.
We had topics.
We actually planned before.
We planned it, yeah. Now what? What do we got here? Like,
oh, you see, I have the best computer ever for my computer class. I have a AMD K6 processor.
Fuck yeah, man.
Like, oldest AMD I could ever think of. I actually used to have a system that ran off it.
Yeah, he awesome. Has this wicked computer engineering class that I want to switch to.
We basically get to use all crappy off-lease computers, but, like, the school doesn't use anymore. Yeah, and you get to use those.
Just like, I think I'll... Ooh, what's this? SporkEd.exe, ooh.
We were not allowed... One of the rules, we're not allowed to go into the DOS.
Stay out of the DOS, man.
You said we're not allowed going in the network DOS.
Really?
Because we can mess it up.
Okay, you gotta be pretty, like... Oh, my God, this reminds me of something hilarious. Sorry to just totally change the subject here, but they had these guys phone some lady as, like, disguised as tech support.
Yeah.
Saying that, like, there was all kinds of porn and stuff in her history and everything. They said they were, like, Dell tech support or something like that. And then, they're like, okay, well, we can help you walk through... Oh, fuck, the phone's ringing. We can help walk you through how to delete all that and everything. So they give her this big, long...
Speech?
They give her this big, long, like, string of things, like a whole tutorial on how to walk through and everything. And they told her how to basically erase her C drive. Through the command prompt. And then she did it, and she's like, what's this? It says deleting stuff? And then he's like, can I just get you to do one more thing, ma'am? Can you say, I got owned and I just deleted my computer? And she's like, what? What the hell? She's freaking out and everything. They're like, haha, you got owned. And they hang out.
That's awesome.
And then, have you heard the prank call of the guy who's like phoning in, it's like this teenager kid guy, and he's like, my Counter Strike won't work. I keep dying. And then the guy's like, well, maybe you're not good at it. But he's like, I practice, and I practice. And he's like breaking down in tears because he's losing at Counter-Strike. And
oh, just the squizzy, I think it was done by Gene to Best Buy, saying he bought an Eve machine, and it came with a whole bunch of, it came with like gay porn on it.
My Dawson's broken.
That is Dawson's broken.
We gotta do some of those. That would be cool,
and,
man.
Because it was on his desktop, it says, they were asking how he could prove it was done by Best Buy. It says, he said it had it done by Best Buy, and it's the Best Buy logo.
Yeah.
The Best Buy, like, executives.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
So, anywho, what was I going to talk about? I do this thing sometimes, me and my sister go into a store, and we just try and embarrass each other as much as possible. So I went into Zellers the other day, and it was like the new Zellers, the huge one.
Yeah.
So there was employees fucking everywhere around, so we just went crazy, it was awesome. And I went up to this one lady, and there was like this big stand of orange, or apple juice, like in the big cans,
yeah.
One of those big cans of apple juice. And I'm like, would I be able to buy, like, a lot of apple juice? She's like, sure, how much do you want? And I'm like, okay, well, is there a limit on how much you can buy? She's like, no, I don't think so. I'm like, would I be able to buy, like, a crate? Right? And then my sister just kind of, like, turned away and just walked away laughing and, like, crying in hilarity. And I just went on and on. And she's like, okay, well, I'll just get someone to get it for you, and we'll ring you up at the counter. And I'm like, okay, let me just go ask my mom real quick. So I just, like, ran away then. It was fun.
That's hilarious.
That was a jolly good time. And then my sister tried to do it. She's like, she went up to the watch stand. And she's like, excuse me, do you guys have watches here? With all the watches, like, right in front of her.
Gotta...
It's funny. I really like doing that. It's fun. God, we gotta have topics. We haven't talked about going back to school, man.
Oh my god, going back to school.
It was the first day of school today for me and Will.
It means getting up 5 hours earlier.
Yeah. 13 for me.
Yeah,
I'm usually up at 8 o'clock at night.
No,
I woke my ass up at 7:30 in the morning.
I get myself up at 7.
Yeah.
Went to bed at 1.
Yeah, I didn't get to bed till like 2:30. I was watching Mythbusters. For those who don't know of the show Mythbusters, awesome show.
Pretty awesome. It kind of ticked me off. They haven't done any new episodes, really.
I saw one the other day that was like all the deleted scenes and everything.
Yeah.
That was good. I hadn't seen that before. And they've got a new season out, but they're not broadcasting it in Canada.
Yep.
Although I have my ways of seeing those episodes.
Somehow.
Hint. So, Will, I noticed you're wearing a Russ t-shirt.
Yet again, yes.
Yeah, weren't you wearing that t-shirt last time we
were? Yeah.
The truth is,
I do change.
We recorded the last episode an hour ago.
Yeah, we didn't. Last week.
Yeah, it was like last week. I think we're going on a weekly basis here for the shows.
Yeah, but, yeah.
When we started, we were doing them every day.
Well, we did one, like, every other day, and then it came out to be, like, a month. Well, like, it went on for, like, a couple weeks, so they went on holidays.
Well, we've been doing it for, like, what, 2 months? 3 months?
I don't know.
1 month?
No, I think it's longer than
it's
1 month.
It's been, like, 2 months.
Two months.
I think we started it in July. Like, start of July.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Guys, so, send us some verses. We like verses. A lot easier to talk about.
Verses are cool, yeah. Send us topics, guys, because if you're thinking, oh, this is boring, they have nothing to talk about, well, you
send
can change
stuff.
That, man. We've run out of ideas.
You have the power to change the world.
Yeah, man. Oh. Data Express is talking to us. Oh, shit, he's the Mac user, man. He was, you know how we had one Mac hit?
Yeah.
Him.
Is?
He's on a Mac. Data Express, you're cool, man. I very much am with you, quote unquote. I'm doing a report on becoming a professional gamer for my junior research, junior year research paper, so I'm going to interview SQ Media.
Cool.
Nice. You are live on Random Radio right now. Have anything to say?
Is he Canadian or American?
I have no idea. I haven't asked him.
I think he's American.
I don't know. He's a pretty frequent poster on the forums.
Yeah, I should say.
Oh, he doesn't really have anything to say.
Okay.
Anything. Please. We are desperate. Random Radio is awesome.
Says Dial Express.
That it is.
I guess he likes
it. We are saying every...
And he just got Warcraft 3 Frozen Throne.
Awesome game.
Warcraft 3. Kind of old. It's hard to say. It's like...
There's a Lineage RPG for it.
What's a Lineage RPG?
Lineage is this MMO game.
Oh.
It just released Lineage 2, which kind of sucks. Did you know that I was listening to an early episode of Squizzy, and I guess I didn't pay attention before, but Izzy actually went out and, like, went to some website and bought gold on World of Warcraft. Like, $25 for 100 gold.
Really? I never knew that. Actually.
Yeah. Tell me that website.
Yeah.
I will buy that. if you guys want to play WoW with us, I am... What level was I last time we went?
24, I think.
No, I was 24, like, 2 days ago.
Okay, then you're 20... It's 20-something.
I was, like, 21 or something. I don't know. I'm 26 now.
Okay, you're 20-something.
I remember being 19. Or 17.
Dash Express is typing all these things.
Yeah, okay. Although there's a shitty translation, it's pretty sweet. Because you can save your character using a code. I'd also like to mention that I found a copy of Windows XP, where it installs a bunch of other apps, so it requires no key. Ooh, nice.
Comes with Office 2003.
It comes with Office 2003 and Firefox and Opera, and I'm using it right now with no problem. The one thing is when you set up your first...
It's
like a Slovakian keyboard. Nice. You have to change that to U.S. or whatever you may believe use. Yeah, he's American. But that was pretty sweet. It's called Crazy XP. I think I've heard of this.
It sounds like something like Winborg.
Winborg, yes.
That was
cool. Did you download that?
I never got it to work.
No?
I ended up just going and getting myself a copy of XP.
Buying it?
Yes. No, I had a discussion with my teacher today. He was asking why I only have Service Pack 1.
You only have Service Pack 1? Why not?
I said
why?
Because of CD key issues.
Oh.
Software issues.
Why don't you direct connect to talk? So that instead of reading...
What I type, I say stuff. And unless normal, like, conversation, you're out of time.
What do you mean, like on Skype? We might have Data Express on the show with us. No, I don't. Google Talk. I haven't bought into it yet.
I don't go with a lot of Google stuff. I won't even download the Google.
I guess I'll
Google
do this
player.
Just to. I don't like how Google is taking over everything. Like, this Google Talk thing is a blatant ripoff of
Skype.
Of Skype, exactly. Like,
other than just normal Google.
Okay.
Other than just using the search engine, boycott Google.
Yeah.
Oh, except for Gmail, because Gmail, you got...
Gmail and search engine is good. Okay, so, what is my username? I forget. I don't fucking know. I'll just freaking zone on. I think it is nerdy.wager@gmail.com. Email me, guys. I won't reply. No, I will. Probably. And then my password, which Will probably just got, and now he's going to hack all my accounts.
I didn't see.
Okay, so, add friend.
Well, I don't know how we're going to do this.
This
could turn out like the episode with Dawson and John.
Because we have no input for them.
I want to get, like... I wonder if somebody went to a store...
Yeah.
And, like, stole a whole bunch of WoW game cards.
Yeah, but that's usually, like...
They, like, opened up the box and went in and got the card.
Yeah, but they're not just sitting there on the shelves.
Yeah, they were. Last time I was in, like, Future Shop or somewhere,
well, the
they
boxes,
were...
but not...
No, they had the cards inside. It was all wrapped up and everything.
Oh, I don't know, maybe.
Kind of stupid.
Yeah. Answer, he's phoning me. Hello? Okay, I can't hear you. Sorry, the way we have it set up, I can't really hear you right now.
Yeah.
But if you type to me, I will hear that. Well, see it. So you can hear me?
We see the wave bars.
Okay, you can hear me.
You can hear us. We'll say what you're typing.
Yeah. Sorry, this is kind of weird. He can hear us, but we can't hear him.
We see when he's talking.
Yeah.
But other than that, we can't hear him.
Data Express, you are live on the random radio show. I'm really tapping the monitor.
Huh? Okay, he's tapping his monitor.
I tap that.
I started my dime collection.
Your dime collection?
Yeah, I'm filling up a bottle of balls with dimes.
You know what I think that is? I think that's a blatant ripoff of the Overclockers.
Yes, it is. I'm doing it so we can fundraise for something else. Instead of throwing away all my old dimes somewhere.
Cheap balls. Yeah. Balls is way better than Red Bull.
Yeah, it tastes a lot better too. I thought you were going to wear your ball shirt today to school.
I was going to, but I wore my... TV is my parent. Television is my parent.
You should wear your ball shirt tomorrow.
Possibly. Anyway. I think we should...
Kind of wrap this up.
Kind of, like...
We're just kind of rambling on and on.
We are. And
even though we have Data Express on that show.
We don't want to bore you guys, and we... No. I forgot that I don't need to type what I'm saying.
Yeah, because he can hear us.
Drink my balls. That's funny, I do that sometimes too.
I love bringing balls to school because I can walk up to random girls and go, drink my balls. And they're like, what the fuck? And then I hold it out.
Yeah. I go up to people, I'm always like, hey, quit staring at my balls. I know they're blue and bumpy, but that doesn't mean you should look at them all the time. It's true. They're my blue balls. And they have bumps on them.
I love when some people are like, I like balls. Launching balls. Just so they don't think I'm talking about, like, balls.
That's kind of scary.
Google is going to
buy lots of bandwidth and wireless routers in San Diego. And he heard a rumor that they're going to go for the whole nation eventually. That's creepy, man. Having wireless Wi-Fi, it's convenient, but creepy.
Yeah, it's like, freaking everybody can be on your computer.
Everybody is going to be like...
Don't pirate anything in the near future, or you'll be caught.
No, not necessarily.
Google.
No. No, I'm not saying I have anything against... he's just saying, have you read Gmail's Terms of Services? No, I have not. It says they keep all of your emails after you delete it for whatever reason they want. That's true. You cannot delete a Gmail email.
You can delete it.
But they have it.
They have it.
Does Hotmail do that too?
No.
Gmail email, lol. Ha 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 ha.
That was scary.
It is kind of scary, you know? MSN seems creepier than Gmail. I just think Gmail is creepy because it's taking over everything.
There's Google.
Yeah, Google, I mean. It's taking over. Like, they've got applications for so much, for so many things.
The Google search bar,
the Google desktop.
Google Talk.
Google Talk, we're on it right now. I don't know. They're listening to us?
I bet.
Are they really?
Google's.
That'd be cool if they... You know what? This is kind of getting old because only one... Like, the listeners can only read... Like, can only hear our side of the conversation.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Dad Express. I think we're going to have to just break this off and then end up, try talking to another voice.
Yo, let's just try talking to...
Hey, this is Dad Express. Blah, 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 blah.
That was not Dad Express.
Deeper? Hey, this is Dad Express. The attacks on Google's taking over the world.
No.
Anywho.
Do not let Google take over the world.
Yeah. Next time Google offers a new product, say, no. Google. I will stick with your search thing. I don't think I could survive without Google search, though.
Yeah.
Like, what am I going to use? Yahoo?
Yeah.
Yahoo's horrible. I've been using Google since I was, like, grade 6.
Yeah.
Link exchange. Okay, give us some links. And we'll post them on the show. Not goatsy.cx, man.
Aww.
Never. Okay, everybody go to tubgirl.com.
Don't put the next one.
Lemonparty.org.
I don't think you guys want
and
to go to that.
And goatsy.cx. Those are the main three, like, shocker sites. How do you spell goatsy? Well, it's not ghosty. It's just goat, S-E.
Trust me, you guys don't want to look at that.
You probably have. Everyone's seen Goatsy, man. Have you seen it?
I don't remember.
If you don't remember, you've never seen it.
See, I hear about everything on it, so I don't go on it.
Yeah. Well, I don't intentionally go on the site. I'm just like, scrolling around the MyGot forums, and then suddenly, go to Tub Girl Lemon Party,
You know, like...
They're all just these shocker sites that are meant to just go, what the fuck am I looking at, you know?
Or maybe they were originally something, and then somebody hacked onto it.
What?
Like, they hacked on and changed the site around?
Go to the... Funny. Go to the library and change the background pics of Tub Girl to Tub Girl. What do you mean the library?
Like, school library.
School library? What background? Oh, on the computers. Oh, that would be funny, man. I did once. Shit, dude, I did that at Staples, man. I did that at... Oh, God. I did that at Staples.
Oh, God. Like, do it at, like, internet cafes.
Internet cafes. Yeah, they always... You always walk in and there's, like, porn as the desktop. Like, what the hell? Anywho. I did that at Staples once. It was hilarious. I went on, they had a computer with internet access, which they usually never give. I think they stopped giving that after I did that. I went there and there was internet access for some reason, and I went on and I'm like, goatsy.cx, right click,
some picture,
set as background, and then I turned off the monitor and I walked away, kind of laughing to myself. And then I did another one. You're very proud. Dad Express is very proud of me because he loves me. Control yourself, Dad Express, please. Anyways, we're just fucking around. I opened up a notepad once in Staples, and I just wrote, like, Media Waiter owns you, www.coachy.tx, tubgirl.com, oneparty.org, and I left it. Kind of funny.
That's bad.
I didn't really own them at all. But you know the curiosity is there. They're like, random notepad with a link in it. I think I'll go to that. Or something.
I think...
Dawson tried to send us my... or Sporke. From his work computers, man. He had it on his work computers. Did you ever see that? Oh, shit, I took a screenshot of it, too. I think I did.
I don't want to see stuff.
No, of Sporke.
What's that?
It's the, you know, you've never seen... Okay, I have some weird pictures in here.
Aquamark.
It's my Aquamark score. Okay, what, it's probably under, like... What is it under? Blargan. Oh, this is funny. It's a picture of Hilary Duff owned. Her purse is, like, slightly see-through, and you can see a condom through it. What was that? I completely just lost my attention. Oh, completely.
Dumbo Sporke.
Sporke, yeah, right. Okay, so anyways.
Oh.
I got this picture of Dawson trying to send me Sporke over.
Oh, he's trying to send you.
Yeah. I think it's still here. There it is. We're not going to read his email, but... Dawson's email at gmail.com is sending you a file, sporke.exe. Except deny. And in the background, I'm looking at the network here. It's got Pick Me Honey there.
Oh, God.
Which is Trevor's freaking... Oh. You seen this? I love that, man.
So Chatty should go a lion or tiger or whatever. And has her picture in like a wow one, like status.
Yeah, it's all wow.
It tells you all the...
Then I have this picture. You suck at the internet. A lot of people do. You really suck at the internet.
A lot of people just suck at computer.
That's the one that I posted on the Squishy Pons. Ah, you suck at life. Oh yeah, dude, they're still listening, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot about you. My bad. we're gonna just end this call now.
Or mute it. Mute it.
Muted.
Now he can't hear us.
He can't hear us.
But he can still type.
Yeah, so anyways, Data Express sucks the ball. Oh, sorry, wait, whoa. Whoa.
This is muted before you say that.
Oops.
We're just kidding, man.
I'm joking. Okay, we're gonna wrap this up now. Yeah, we're gonna swaggle this. Yeah, but you know what? To get better episodes, you guys need to send us feedback, okay? Go to randomradio.ca. Okay, register on the site. Register on the forums. This is so important. We have a link to our forums.
You have to register two separate times.
You don't have to register.
Well, register for the...
The forums.
Forums.
Definitely. Go to the forums. Register. Please. Please. We want to get your...
Yeah.
We want to get your...
Firstborn child.
Firstborn child and, you know...
And your comments.
And your comments, yeah. Please. We want your firstborn children and your comments.
If
you don't have children, we'll take, like, a
computers.
Limb. A limb.
We'll take computers. You can accept them for your, children.
Uh-huh. He was the sucks. Anyway,
We gotta wrap this up. Our link of the day.
We gotta wrap this up.
A legitimate link of the day.
What?
A legitimate link of the day.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even... Yeah, not lemonparty.org or goatsea.tx or tubgirl.com.
I heard some bad things. Trust me, you don't want to go on there.
Shall we describe each of them? No.
No, I just...
I don't know.
You guys may think... We're trying to tell you... may think that we're saying it's some, like... sweet ass website, but it's not.
Yeah, guys, go to here's the website of the day. Okay, actually no, let's not do that. Our fake website of the day is gghax.com, gghax.com
/ev. That's I don't know what it is.
No, that's for the free... This is Data Express's website.
GGHacks.com.
GGHacks.com, which is... not able to be found right now. There we go. And you can, like, submit files and browse the files, and they've got all kinds of, you know, cool stuff on here. You guys should really go look at it. It's actually really cool, you know? He's just got space here that he's letting people download or, like, put stuff on. And I'm sorry if we use up your bandwidth now. I really am.
Yeah.
Hey, look, someone's using Trillion. Awesome. Oh, nice. 25 gigs of bandwidth? Oh, yeah? We've got 20.
Oh.
Free for us. 20 gigs for free. Anyway.
Oh.
25 gigs of bandwidth, $4 a month for Data Express, 20 for us, free. Pretty good deal. Anyways, our website of the day is going to be flashkit.com. Okay, I do a lot of flash work. I don't know about you, Will.
Not you? Really, no? Yet.
Yet?
Yeah.
I do some flash work, made a few flash cartoons and submitted them to Newgrounds. Nothing good. I made one, like, emo one, flick.
One that actually got on, didn't it?
Yeah, one got, past judgment. Didn't get blamed. But almost. It has like a 2 point something average rating. Out of 5, which is not bad.
Yep.
Bigboys.com. Didn't we do that as a...
No.
I love that site, man.
www.big-boys.com.
That's another good site. Anyways, Flash Kit is for like... It's got tutorials and stuff. It's got little tools. It's got sound effects and stuff. All for Flash. So,
yep.
it's pretty cool. If you use Flash at all...
Check it out.
Excuse me, wow. Yeah, if you use Flash at all, go check that out. It's a pretty good site. And bigboys.com, it's kind of like Intensity. Lots of funny videos. It's a little more, like, E-Bombs World-ish.
Yeah.
It's not as, you know, mature and stuff.
As mature-oriented.
Yeah, exactly. So, bigboys.com, big-boys.com, and flashkit.com.
All right.
For the website for the day. We're going to wrap this up now. We're just going to end this call with Data Express. Bye-bye.
Bye, Data.
Do you have any last words? Goodbye. Yeah, okay. One. What?
What is your one word?
One word.
We're still waiting upon him.
Yep. Blame it on Data Express.
For dragging on this ending.
Come on. Okay. You should live as though the maximum of your action was to become, through your will, a universal law of nature. You told me this before, didn't you? You did. I may have. Yes, you did. I remember you did.
That wasn't one word.
But not on the air. Okay, so this is his quote of the day thing, I guess. We're not going to have one every day, but just this one time. One should live as though the maximum of your action was to become, through your will, the universal law of nature. Still don't understand that.
Not really.
If you guys get that, you can email me.
Send us some comments.
Alex.randomradio.
Topics. Versus.
gmail.com. Versus. Music. Movie reviews. Anything. And sign up for the damn forum. If you guys sign up for the forums today, you will get
a free congratulatory.
You will get an imaginary.
You will get as much as you want free downloads from Random Radio. Any episode you want.
We will put. We will give you a file from my computer. Any file you wish.
No, not that much. Well,
long as it's not my DOS. Boot.ini.
No.
Hells yeah. Okay, yeah. I'll send you a picture of like a family vacation or something that I was on. I don't know. Anything.
I think we should end this by putting the Best Buy prank on.
The Best Buy prank on?
Yeah.
That's a good idea, man. I've got that too. This is the Best Buy prank.
The one we were talking about where he goes calls Best Buy?
Yeah, Gene calls Best Buy and just totally fucks around with them for a while. I thought it was hilarious. Just absolutely hilarious.
Special thanks to Gene.
Shit, where is it?
For this.
I forget where it is.
I think it may be.
Wait,
in
it's in My Music, I think.
Yeah.
Probably.
So it's just thanks to him for this clip.
Yeah.
Because he made it.
Video.
It's hilarious.
Oh, and then they also have the Unipants one. Did you hear that?
Yeah. The best for prank comes a little bit.
Best Buy prank call. Here
well,
we go. We're going to end this off with the Best Buy prank call. By the way, buy Dad Express, buy.
Buy.
We just ended the call. So we're going to end this off with the Best Buy prank. Funny prank.
It's hilarious. Listen to it. It's
yeah.
It's genius.
It's really funny.
It's one of the best prank calls I've heard in a while.
Yeah, it was really good. Besides that, like, people convincing that girl to erase her seat drive.
Yeah.
And I forget where I saw that, but it was awesome.
That I've actually heard myself.
Yep.
Instead of being told about it. But yeah.
All right. Later, guys. Thanks for listening. This has been Random Radio, Episode 7. I'm Snooty Waiter.
I'm Fry Fry.
Later, guys.
Later.
Your
options down by product category. If you're looking to order parts and accessories, press 1. For appliances, press 2. Computers, press 3. Wireless phones, press 4. Now, please select which kind of computer we can help you with today. For assistance with VPR Matrix, press 1.
This isn't getting you anywhere.
Press 2. Compaq, press 3.
This isn't getting you anywhere. I'll make up one.
I'm now connecting you with the Best Buy representative. To ensure you have a great experience with Best Buy, your call may be monitored or recorded.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
May be monitored or recorded on this end.
Good luck.
Thank you for calling Best Buy Technical Support. My name is Oscar RC. I have your telephone number beginning with area code, please.
214-787-1111.
Are you calling about a computer you purchased at Best Buy with the contract plan?
I bought a computer there. I don't know about the rest of that hillbilly nonsense.
An extended warranty?
No, it was just
first person to say it's hillbilly nonsense. How can I help you out today?
Okay. I purchased a computer, and I set it up online. And, I started surfing the web. And I think the computer came with lots of, vile pornographic images. And I need to know how to get it off. The images.
Is this an open unit?
An open unit?
Yeah, did somebody have it before you?
I don't know. No, it's brand new.
It's brand new?
Brand new.
No, something you did or someone else did.
No, as soon as I opened it, or as soon as I hooked it up to my monitor, my background was, a picture of a gay, or a gay, obviously gay male.
Right, and somebody probably had it before you, because if it's a brand new unit, that wouldn't have happened.
Well, it came in a box, and it was all taped up, and it said brand new on the side.
Well, what kind of computer did you say this was?
I don't know.
You know what kind of computer this is?
It's a beige box, with pornographic images.
No, not the picture. What kind of computer is it?
An E-something?
E-machine?
There you go, E-machine.
Okay, the E-machine has recovery CDs?
It should be called the porn machine, if you ask me.
Right, once again, this doesn't happen. someone
are you sure?
had it before you. I'm positive.
Okay. I wasn't sure if this was something that Best Buy did or not as practical jokes, because I bought it on April 1st.
No, because they can get sued for that. Someone had it before.
That's a good idea.
You can try it. I don't think it's going to happen.
No, you don't think so? You don't think I could make tons of money?
I'll put money on it.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
Would you give me money not to sue Best Buy?
No. I would take money from you because you would lose. But anyways.
You wouldn't really get the money, though.
I personally wouldn't, but I know you wouldn't get anything because they wouldn't. There's no way that you could prove that they did this.
Okay.
So.
Except the fact that it says done by Best Buy right at the bottom of the picture. It says Best Buy CEO manager.
You lost it, Gene.
Right, but they would pull up the records and they would see if someone had this unit before you did, and if they did, anyone could have put that there.
That's not very well endowed either.
So it would obviously depend on if someone did have.
Well, I paid full price for it.
It would make a difference. Someone still could ask for you.
When I bought it, I was told that it was brand new, and it said brand new on the box. It was factory sealed.
It still would make a difference.
Well, why not?
It does. I would know if some people would have to ask the store. I just do technical support.
Okay. Well, how do I get this pornographic image off of my computer?
Once again, this computer came with recovery CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Those CDs would reinstall your computer back to its factory settings.
So there's no, like, any sort of option in Windows that will...
That's in the part of the registry. It's always going to be there. So if you take it off now, it may come back later on one way or another.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I couldn't just take it off and delete the file?
Right.
That would be impossible?
Because I wouldn't know where the file is.
What if it was just in, like, C Windows?
You can try it.
Okay. Will you lead me through that?
I don't know where the file is. I don't know how to do that.
Well, I think I can right-click properties and see the target.
Okay.
Because I did that once before.
All right. You can give that a try. Like I said, I don't think
that's
100% because if it's already part of the registry, it's not.
Right.
If you put yourself in more than one place.
I understand. What also, when I load my computer, it makes sexual noises. When it starts up.
Right. So like I said, all that stuff is derived from here.
It's like even before.
Right. So
Windows even comes up. That's why
you would have.
It's like right when I push the on button, it goes.
That's why you would have to.
Like that. It almost sounds like a PC fan.
You would have to recover the unit.
Really?
Right.
Even if my PC fan is making strange noises. Okay. What if my mouse is also not really working properly? it is like skipping. Would I have to recover the unit for that? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would I have to?
Yeah.
I would? If my mouse was just skipping around?
All the problems are probably related.
Wow. Someone really did some damage to my computer then. Jeez, and I thought I bought it brand new. What if my escape key was broken? If I couldn't hit escape, would I have to recover the unit also for that?
If every other key on the keyboard worked except the escape, that would be a physical problem. Something wrong with the keyboard.
Okay, what if when I hit escape, it says, you must recover this, you must recover the unit?
Then you have some kind of virus in the computer.
Even though I just bought it just now?
Yes. You could have bought it just now.
Well, it was April 1st.
Right. So you haven't used your computer since April 1st?
I just opened it up today.
Right. Someone else has had that added. And that's all knowledge related.
Even the CEO Best Buy porn.
Right.
All virus related.
Yeah.
And my mouse virus?
Yeah.
My escape key virus.
It's all related.
All related?
Yeah.
How do you know this?
Because what you're saying doesn't make any sense.
So you know exactly the solution to the problem that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
That's impressive. I think I like Best Buy.
No.
You guys know the problem, the answer to all the problems.
Right. Any other questions you have?
Yeah, what's DOS?
DOS?
Yeah.
DOS is just a different mode of computer.
What do you mean?
That's what I mean. DOS is a different mode of computer.
Like calculator?
No, it's a different mode of computer.
I don't understand. What do you mean mode? Can you define mode?
Right. You're asking for a tutorial now. That's something that's not covered by the contract. So I really won't be able to deal with any details with you on that.
But I don't have a I don't have a contract.
This is just technical support, yeah. So I can't really help you out with this. If you have a specific question, I can help you out with that.
Okay. How do I use DOS?
I can't tell you how to do that. That's a tutorial.
Okay. My DOS is broken. How can I get my DOS to be fixed? My DOS is broken.
Did you have any other questions?
Yeah, my DOS is broken.
And that's not covered by any kind of contract that Best Buy has, so I can't help you out with that.
Wait, that's not technical support?
No.
My DOS is broken. That's not technical support.
It's not.
But porn on my desktop is. But DOS broken is not.
Right, because you're changing what you want. First, you want to know how to use it, and then you say it's broken. How do you know it's broken if you don't know how to use it?
Well, I assume that it's broken because I can't use it.
I'm sure you do. Alright, what else can I help you with?
Do you guys sell parts there? Replacement parts? I'm sure you do.
That department isn't open right now.
But Best Buy does.
Best Buy does.
Okay. When I got my computer, it smelled kind of like ass. Do I have to recover my unit for that? Or will that go away in time? Is that part of the virus?
What else can I help you with?
The ass virus?
What else can I help you with?
When I boot up Windows...
Right.
It, my start...
Make it sound good. Make it sound good.
Okay. My start menu is in the appearance of a phallic symbol.
What else can I help you with?
Phallic means penis.
I know.
Okay. Okay. What else? Did I mention that my DOS was broken?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do I need to recover my unit for that?
Can you even tell me what DOS is?
Yeah.
Okay, so then why were you asking me before what DOS is?
Oh.
Well, because I was testing you.
Right.
You, backstabbing cockbite.
Oh. Right.
First you tell me that,
Alright, if you don't have any other questions...
I have other questions. Oh, Best Buy, she's going Best Cock.